One of the things that we thought we could do is to build on the theme that we had been promoting as South Africa, that of a stronger relationship between the United Nations and regional organizations. We are convinced that the primary role of the United Nations is to maintain international peace and security. However, in contemporary times, we believe that the role of the regional organizations is even more important. The regional organizations are closer to the ground. They are more affected by the conflicts from their sisterly neighboring countries. They've got a lot to lose if these conflicts continue to rage, because, as you know, they always have a spillover effect. And therefore, they have a stake in the resolution of conflicts in their neighborhoods, in their communities. Above all, they do have a better understanding of the interdynamics that gets at play in any conflict situation. And they've got a better nuanced understanding of how these conflicts could be resolved.
If I may ask, regarding the relationship between the African Union and the UN, for example, how would you describe this relationship?
Coming now closer home, obviously we have been promoting a stronger relationship between the UN and the African Union. We believe that it has been strengthening in a number of areas. Since our intervention in 2007, for the first time you have structured meetings between the Security Council and the African Union Peace and Security Council.
Talking about that, Ambassador Sanku, does Africa have a strong voice in the Security Council when it comes to making decisions?
Yes, indeed, Africa has a voice, but that voice is not as strong, and it could not be strong, given the fact that Africa does not have a permanent seat in the Security Council. We multiply our voice as the three countries all the time by ensuring that we work together, we work in the same direction, we work under the direction of the African Union. But Africa has always said that could not be sufficient until and unless Africa has equal representation around the table.
And of course, that brings us to the issue of the reform of the Security Council. It seems to be a dead issue now. Is it being discussed anyhow?
I wouldn't say it's a dead issue. The reform of the Security Council will not take place within the Security Council per se. One of the motivations for us to get into the Council last year and this year was because of the strong voices from non-permanent members who had joined the Council.
Talking about issues that the Security Council dealt with last year, what is happening regarding Syria?
Right now in Syria, as you might have seen, the Arab League has sent a group of monitors who have just spent a week in Syria. I understand that the Arab League follow-up committee will be meeting in Cairo over the weekend to make an assessment. We shall wait for that assessment. But I must hasten to say that we condemn violence in Syria from all quarters. We would hope that Syria is facilitated to a political dispensation that will be peaceful and that will take into account the aspirations of the Syrian people.
What would you like to achieve during South Africa's presidency of the Security Council in January?
You know, that's a good question, because your role really is to guide and facilitate and preside over the meetings of the Security Council. The issue that I've already alluded to, which is the thematic debate that South Africa is sponsoring, is that of strengthened relationship between the UN and the African Union. However, there are other important issues for Africa. We will be discussing Somalia during this month. We will be discussing Sudan during this month. We will be discussing justice and the rule of law, an issue that is very critical, not only for Africa, but for the whole of the international community. We have Middle East that is on the agenda. We will be reviewing the aftermath of what has happened in Libya. We will be looking into the work that the United Nations, supported by the African Union, is doing in Libya on the ground. There is a team that is there trying to make an assessment of the proliferation of weapons, small and big, in that area.